This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
If you are a young couple looking for your dream home, or you've been unlucky with the BTO ballot, contact Erwin.
He has a 100% track record in finding homes with minimal cash. Call or WhatsApp Erwin at 8877-5050. That's 8877-5050. Now, on to the podcast. What's up?
You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Wise.
I'm Shuraim.
I'm Sabrina.
Erwin here.
And today's podcast is Unplugged versus Self-Unplugged. Back 2, 3, 2, 1, let's go.
You know, we haven't recorded a podcast with the three of us in like a while. Yeah. Because we keep going out for street interviews, right? So we haven't sat down in a studio in a while. The last time was Judging People.
Is it the first one this year?
No. Nabila.
But Nabila, I wasn't here.
Yeah. Maybe first one this year.
This is the first one this year.
Nice.
February, eh? But to record cut studio.
What's up, welcome back to the Moyo Podcast in the world! So right now, it's part two of employee versus self-employed and bastard. Alright, employee. Okay, so yeah lah. So now we just want to talk about
whether
everybody can be a self-employed, yeah. Whether everybody can, is it worthy?
Some people are just made to be employees.
So, yeah. But before we go into it, I think those who are listening, I think this conversation is very, very niche in a way whereby self-employed, we're talking about a real estate agent and insurance agents.
Yep.
Because in this conversation, we got
property agent,
insurance agent, and employee staff. Mm. However, self-employed doesn't necessarily just mean that, no?
Then
you own your own, like you have a side hustle. You sell your own products, your own services, you're a one man.
Delivery rider also is self employed.
Yeah, delivery rider is self-employed.
Oh, technically. Yeah, technically.
Delivery rider is self employed. One man show, do facial, one man masseuse.
Eyelash extension.
Thrift shop owner.
Home based business.
Home based business.
All those stuff. So I feel that RISG is also self-employed.
So I'm self-employed, bro.
Yeah, you are.
You are both. You're better than us.
Yeah. So, however, like, in this conversation, the topic that you're going to ask, can everybody be a self-employed? Technically, maybe not. Because I've tried both sides. Like, I've tried like a full, if you want to continue, quote it as a full self-employed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fail. Not say fail, but like,
are you calling RISG a failure?
No. never get as enough big success or whatever. Mm. No. Yeah, then after that, now he's like semi self-employed. It's fully self-employed, but like,
yeah,
you kind of get what
you're still working under a company.
Because technically you have support to a company. Yeah. You have a lot of support.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, please take it away.
Yeah, so I just wanted to ask this question because I think when you first start a business, or like for myself, I've always seen myself as a business owner. Mm. Maybe not as a financial advisor at the start, but I've always wanted to own something, a brand of my own.
I know the exact story that she's going to say.
Is it that time you mentioned you always wanted to run a mini mart or something, is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and I mean, I talked to you about it before.
Mini mart?
Yeah. So like, I've always wanted to have like a shop or like a cafe or something, but and then call it
Sabrina's,
and then I sell everything that I like. So it's never a fixed menu or a fixed product list. It's just everything that I currently like. And also the reason behind Sabrina's is because when I see my name anywhere, I get very excited. Sabrina, right? So there's a kedai baju kurung kat Geylang. Nama Sabrina. The brand is Sabrina. And when I see it, I'm excited. I buy from them almost every year.
It's
very cheap also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's like my spare day 3 or day 4 baju kurung, that kind. But it's nice. So there are Sabrina is such a common name. Mm. Right? It's so common in the world. Mm. So that if I have a shop named Sabrina, other Sabrinas or other people who know of Sabrina's, Sabrina's boyfriend or Sabrina's family member, they'll see it and they're like, oh my God, I want to buy this for Sabrina. Or even if not, some general people will just be like, oh yeah, it's a nice brand with nice stuff. Yeah. So that's my rationale behind it.
I love hearing this story whenever I start. I've heard it at least 30 times, Jado. At least.
Yeah, but it's like a dream.
It's
yeah.
a real dream. It's a real dream.
Oh my god, I want to monopolize the world. You
know? So it can start with, because Sub saw a small shop in a condo.
It's his listing.
Oh, it's his listing.
It's his listing.
How do you know? Like, do you know it was his listing?
Yeah, I asked him about it. Oh. But then after I decided, like, I don't think I can afford it right now.
So oh yeah, quite, you asked about the rental,
cheap,
right?
It was. It's really quite cheap. I know, that's why I've been asking you.
It's a
you.
Good starter place to start. Just to try out, you know, getting
but it's
your
like
supplier.
Too scary. Okay. So I was like, I think I wasn't ready. And then I was like,
it was. Maybe this fire that suddenly have a random rental at a condominium, huh?
Yeah. I told my parents about it. I talked to my whole family about it. We had a sit down. And then my dad is like, maybe not now lah.
So you're really ready to sit down at a mini mart for the whole day?
If I had to, honestly. And then if I had appointments, come to my mini-mart.
Oh, wow.
Take anything you
Free
want.
Coffee.
Yeah, you can take anything you want. We sit down here and talk.
And I can make it a 24/7 mini-mart.
What penat, Sial.
You just be a self-checkout kind of thing.
I have
cousins
who don't have
la.
Jobs. Aunties who don't have jobs, come work for me.
$5 an hour.
Yeah, wow.
Watch it suddenly just become a studio to record content. Half everything, just our lights suddenly all there. Then.
Yeah, then I rent out the studio. Maybe some people want to make a movie
but the
with a mini mart.
Accessible to people living in a condo.
No, it's
outside
not.
Also can.
Oh, for outside also can.
But it's quite hidden. But it's quite
right
hidden.
By left.
But it's quite hidden. So I would have to like make online marketing ads about it.
Okay.
To tell them that it's there. So it's a bit leceh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But then like
Yeah. It's a dream. I won't cheat.
I saw my future already, but then it wasn't time. Because I've only been 8 months into the career. I don't know how stable I can be yet. I'm working my hardest. But yeah.
Can one day, one day.
Give me a year.
Is either that or a car?
No, car is out of the picture until I get married, until I get a kid.
Wow. On the podcast, you say this?
Yes.
Besok begitu.
No, okay. Once I have one kid, I will get a car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, can everybody be yourself?
Back to that, yep. So this question has been on my mind a long time. Can everyone own a business by themselves? Or is it just a specific amount of people who can do it? Because if they can, why are they not?
I don't think personally to me, as someone who has been employed and never wanted to start a business ever, sometimes I feel very uncomfortable.
Why gets very upset when Shu says this?
No.
Because he has a business, you know.
No, but yeah, I'm just speaking my mind. Like honestly, I honestly feel some people really are not meant to start a business. And if not for the guidance of people who want to start a business, I feel this wouldn't have gone. Personally, our podcast wouldn't have fly. Yeah.
Okay.
Because really, I feel some people are really not meant to be self-employed, not meant to be a business starter.
So you are on that side?
I'm on that side.
Awin?
For me, I think, okay, so a bit of background. For myself, I'm a very good boy. Mm-hmm. Right? So I go to school, I listen to everything my parents say, what my teachers say. There are certain CCAs I can't join, like soccer. Mm-hmm. There are certain things that I can't even do until now. For example, like riding a bike, even to Pilan. So, yes, I live a very safe life. And this is because my parents feel that their job as parents is to guide me, nurture me until I graduate from uni. Mm.
Okay.
After that, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. Mm.
Right. So, after living this very safe life, this is basically a roadmap, a traditional roadmap. You know, go to school, go to uni, then work, you know, get a good stable job and pay. That was what I was being
destined,
nurtured to do.
Yeah.
But I think after I graduated, after working in the corporate world for about 3 years, I thought to myself, hey, this is the only time where I have the opportunity to really try something new. Go outside my comfort zone and do something that I like and I'm passionate about. Yeah, so that's when I decided to take a huge leap of faith into doing real estate full-time.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Yeah, so...
Sorry, you want to continue your point first, yeah?
Yeah, so talking about whether some people are men or can be self-employed, I think you can only know once you do it. Mm. Yeah, because example, last time as a project manager, as an employee, I worked super hard. I remember there's even time where I go back at 2:30 a.m.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's like, there was once I was so tired, I can't even hear what people are saying.
Oh.
Then my friends, hey bro, you better go back. Yeah, so I worked really hard for my boss, my company. So I thought, okay, since I'm this hardworking, when I leave the company eventually, I will be a very successful self-employed person. Ah. Mm. Yeah. So with that mentality, when I left, it's a totally different ballgame. Mm. Yeah. So the discipline, it's there, but it's not as much as when I was as a PM.
Okay.
The drive and is very different. Because as a self-employed, you are working hours is really flexible. Mm. Yeah, then you start to slacken here, slacken there, you give yourself more time off and you don't really work as hard. Yeah, so one thing I learned as a self-employed is that you must be a so-called a bad boss to yourself lah, to really push yourself. If not, you start to slack. Mm. Yeah. So whether I'm made for this or not, we'll find out. So far, I think I'm doing well.
Mm. I was just about to ask that.
I have routines and systems in place. Yeah, so this is actually an inspiration I got from, I think, always... story. I think one of the posts he posted that says,
"Push
to be a successful self-employed person, you must work like an employee." Mm. Yeah. So I think I've taken that quite seriously. Yeah. To have a proper routines to make sure, you know, I set aside time to do branding, to do sponsorship deals, to meet clients, to close deals, and also time for myself lah. Yeah. To gym, to read, and so forth. Yeah. So for me, I think to really find out, you have to test yourself. Mm. And that's the journey I'm in lah. Yeah.
Okay. I think the support system also is very, very important lah, to have people around
you. Never ask me,
you
busted.
Yeah, I'm expanding on his point. Then I'm close there. I'll bring tamo jealous. Yeah, so I think like support systems are very, very important lah, when it comes to starting something on your own. Mm. Like, I think one of the biggest difference about being self-employed and employed is that when you're employed, you are given KPIs to hit.
All right.
When you're self-employed, you set those KPIs yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a bit challenging to try and figure out what kind of benchmark you have to set for yourself, because it's your first year into property. Right. You don't know what is good, what is bad, and then you cannot compare yourself to another self-employed person ma, because your capabilities are very different. Yeah. So I'm just thinking like having KPIs set for you as an employed person gives you already a drive and a goal that, okay, I'm going to reach there. This is what I'm going to achieve for the year, for the month, or whatever. But as a self-employed person, there is something that you set yourself. Yeah. So you can like, wow, what was good? What should I say? Is 100k enough? Is 50k enough? I don't know. Yeah.
You're very alone in self-employed.
You're very alone. Yeah. So that's why having a support system, like you have like other property agents telling you, okay, this is what you can do, or you adapt their systems and put into what you currently do to improve yourself. So it's good, sir. Support systems are very, very important. Okay, wise, yes, yeah. You want to share, yeah.
What's the question?
Why you not ask me?
Hey, you opened it, what?
If I start there, I should go first. What?
No, your time allocation really went to opening Sabrina's mini mart.
Sorry.
Okay.
Everybody can be a self-employed person, but successful or not, that one is
different.
Another story.
Another story. Everybody can be self-employed, but I don't know whether he's successful or not. And
boring lah. That's my answer. So then now people think I copy you.
Of course. But then the level of success is based on you.
Yeah.
Okay. The level of success is based on you and based on what you want. Like maybe if a self-employed person can be maybe someone that just open...
Your mic is falling down, bro.
if a self-employed person maybe... just want to sell bananas.
Okay.
At a store. Just want to sell curry
just
puff.
Bananas, ah? Oh,
just
okay.
Bananas.
Okay.
Just curry puff.
Okay.
Don't even have his own store. Maybe he...
Kat luar masjid lah lepas main Jumaat.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Luar masjid after corak Jumaat.
Yes.
The flower sellers at the cemetery.
Okay, yeah.
If you can sell 4 boxes every week, if 1 week you can make 1,000, cukup lah.
Yeah.
We can sell 1,000 curry puffs, bro. Or you can sell 500 at $2 per pop.
Yeah.
That's what, like, depends on what's the level. What's the level? Yeah, that's my answer.
So you think everybody can be a self-employed person, but whether you're successful or not is a whole other story. Yeah,
just like the opposite, everybody can be an employee, successful or not. I don't know, because I've had a lot of comments saying that I would be a very bad employee.
Oh, really?
My intern supervisor all say, even though I get A for both my internships, but they say, "Why, you are a horrible employee."
Why? Oh. What you do wrong?
Oh, okay. Why?
Because
talk too much.
I feel that why must I report to you?
Huh? What the hell?
So like small
what's that supposed to mean?
Like when I was in poly, when I was in poly,
okay,
you give me a task. Why everything I must see you? I don't like.
You don't like to be micromanaged.
Why everything I must CC you? CC like the email
CC.
Yeah. You know that?
The employee.
Yes. No, you don't have to be an employee. CC.
Like, why must I CC you everything? Why must I report everything back to you?
Okay.
Why, if you say this one is my project, let me finish it.
Sabrina, remember that I don't CC him in any emails.
That was when I was 18, dude.
Okay.
When I was 18, I'm like, hey, why everything I was report back? Why? If you give me a project, I do. I produce, done.
Okay.
After everything, then later I will share with you how it goes. Then some things like, I like to do my own way. I don't really like to follow textbook.
Okay.
Like, I don't really like to follow the I won't say rebel lah, bro, but like,
if you see a faster way, you would take it.
Of course.
Even if it goes against certain company policies.
So if, like, for example, you need to wet the sand, but the toilet is like a kilometer away, you just spit on it.
Or I buy water, then I pour lah.
1 kilometer away.
So no,
I see. Will you spit on it?
Yeah.
You just have to make the sand wet.
I'll just make it wet, then I just find ways to make it wet lah.
Okay.
Yeah. Rebel.
No, like for example.
Or efficient.
Efficient. Save time. Yeah? like that time when I was in.
Imagine you see why he's doing it. Cut job site. Apa? What are you doing, Wise?
Tengah kencing. Why you cover it? No, it's going to make the sand wet, bro. That time I work Pizza Hut delivery rider.
Yeah.
Always kena sebab. I forget to take the Pepsi can.
Okay.
They order pizza, then they got drink. I never check. And got drink. So all the other riders say, if you forget, just buy. Just buy it along the way.
Yeah.
But I forget. So I reach the place, I have to come back to the taxi and go back. So like those type of stuff lah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand already. You are the kind that, like, you know how Ang Mos, when they speak in proper full sentences. Mm-hmm. But for Singlish, the one thing that we do different is that we speak everything, we just like shortcut everything, right?
Yeah,
so it's like that.
But you get the job done.
To do the proper way. Because it's, sometimes for employees, the proper way is, there's quite a lot of redundant steps.
Yep. Yeah,
you know, like true. The emails, so formal, when actually can WhatsApp. But I don't know why I must email. And must be at least 3 paragraphs.
No.
And like, no, it's like that.
three paragraphs so long, sir.
Which company is a 3 paragraph minimum?
You must add the, thank you so much for your reply. And at the end, I am looking forward for your reply. What the hell?
But it's just being polite. But okay.
Yeah, but on WhatsApp, you don't really say that, you know? So all that formalities, quite redundant. And I think that's the things that you find macam.
But I do everything legal, everything proper.
Yeah.
But it's just some things.
If you see a more efficient way, you would take it.
Yeah.
You should be a contractor. You know, my dad is a ID/painting company,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So now I hear his voice notes from the contractors or like from the hackers and stuff. Oh my God.
Why?
It's so funny. Can I tell you guys one?
Yeah.
And after that, it's my turn to speak.
No,
right?
That's the time allocation. That's the time allocation. Really.
No. Okay. Instead of like the guy going, writing a formal email of like, okay, there's a few chips on the walls, blah, 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 blah. You have to hack down this, hack down that. The guy took a video and then he said, it's a hacking job, right?
Yeah.
So he took a video of the wall and then he just said, chip, 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 chip.
Oh, that's
chip, 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 chip. And that's it. And then he said, my father dead with no context.
Okay.
And then my dad, I watched it, I was like, what's this? And then he's like, oh, he's just saying that the walls need to be hacked and then that wall needs to be hacked. And then that got one wall is like the, what's it called when a wall cannot be hacked? What wall?
Structural?
No, beams. The beams.
Oh,
is
yeah,
it?
Beams and columns.
Yeah. The beams cannot be hacked, right? So he's like, no chip. Chip, 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 no chip, 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 no chip. I found that so funny. And then he has like a very, very strong Chinese accent, but like from China, can say the very thick one, you know. It's like, wow, I love it. You should be that. Senang, wise, tak payah fikir English.
No, but I think the kind of formalities and.
But I change. Like when I was 18, until now I'm fucking 27. Bro, you're 27 already, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Bro,
he's
31. No, he's not that far off.
Yeah, he's not that far off.
30 is the new 20.
Honestly, like when I just turned 27, right, thinking 30 is not that bad. 30 is like not old. I always thought 30 is old.
So she's 30, yeah? I met descendant, whatever. I met this client, 28. So when she told me she was 28, in my head, I'm tua apa saya? Then aku fikir, aku 27 saja.
Apa kau repeat?
Because we started at 24 mah.
Yeah.
I was 24, 28, that's 4 years, or that's how old, that's like, that's my sister's age. But then I was like, 1 year. Then I met this person, 30.
Tua sih.
No lah. But then I accepted like 30. But it's just 3 years lah.
Yes, yes.
But when we started like 24, 22, 30, 8 years, bro. Siap lah.
No, but it, like right now you think like it's only 3 years. But imagine you're talking to someone who's like 20, bro. That's 7 years younger than us.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah, yeah.
That's crazy, yeah. Bro.
T05.
Mm. And they're saying now that T04 people are teachers in primary school already, bro.
Huh?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They are,
you know, wait. T00 are people are teaching in primary school already. They are 24 this year.
24, dude. T00?
Yeah.
T00 are teaching in primary schools. Yeah. It's crazy. I think T01 also can be teaching in primary schools.
I think T02 is
girls. Girls who, yeah, they go through. Yeah, yeah, correct.
Graduate already.
Graduate already.
T02, I think.
Crazy, 22. Crazy. Yeah. So
my turn.
Yeah.
All right.
Can anybody be a self-employed?
So I have a...
Oh, that's time.
I have very mixed opinions about this.
Okay.
Because starting an Instagram shop, starting a dropshipping company, extremely easy work now that we have our smartphones.
Yep.
I can do that in a second. Right? But then the thing is scary because I feel like everyone has that mindset. Everyone on social media is saying that if you do this, you can earn 10,000 a month. They quit their full-time jobs to do this. Or they don't even work to do this. And that's what I find a bit scary. Because to a certain extent, I feel like... it might make some people delusional. Because it's like, oh, I can just do this. I can sit at home, do on my bed, blah, 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 make 2,000 a month, make 3,000 a month. Can is can, but I still don't think that you should. Do you get my point?
No.
A bit confusing, ah.
Say again?
I'm saying that, I guess my point is that everyone can be a self-employed. Everyone can have an Instagram shop, a Shopee page,
home-based business,
cookie business, facial business, right? But then I don't think that everyone should.
Okay.
Not because they won't be able to make a living out of it. Okay. I think they can.
Okay.
Eyelash extension company, for example, one set is $50. You do
one side is $50.
One set.
Oh, one set.
So one set is $50, and it takes you an hour and a half to do it.
Yeah.
You get 4 appointments a day. That's $200 a day. That's $3,000 a month. And it's very easy to get that. You know, but then I feel like a lot of people, they fail to understand that, how to say, it almost is a temporary thing because you might be able to do this for a year. But then after that year, you might get bored of it and you don't want to do anymore. And then that's where the part of the how far they can do it, how far they can expand it. So I feel like everyone can start a business. Not everyone can expand a business.
I think I just want to add to your point. Like, I think what continues someone from just doing it for 1 year to doing it for a lifetime or as a living eventually is the passion and the drive that you have. It cannot just be money. Pada aku, it cannot just be money.
Drive, I agree. Passion, I don't.
Passion don't.
No, because I feel like
passion pun boleh hilang.
Yeah.
Responsibility, the
you must love what you are selling. You must love what you are doing.
You don't have to.
I really feel like that is the main difference between someone who stays in the industry or in the self-employed term for a year and 10.
No lah,
10 years, you must have that drive.
My dad loves pain, meh.
No, maybe not love. Maybe
your dad loves selling and talking to people, I guess.
Yeah, belief. Yeah. You have to believe in what you do. That's minimum. You believe in what you do. Then after that, to continue is more of whether you what you want, because I think there's a difference between cannot make money. Therefore, I want to quit. And I've already made a lot of money. Can I just jump to something else? There's also a difference there.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I never make money, quit, senang lah. Clear lah. But if you make 250k a year, boring. I want to do something else.
But that's another point I want to get at. I feel like some people who start start businesses, right? They are actually just too lazy to work.
Alamak.
Why, man?
Stress, Asya. I'm getting married soon. Then looking for a house, all that. Stressful lah.
I was in the same position, bro. I applied for my house in 2020. I've been waiting for like almost 4 years already.
Oi, why you both so stressed?
Cannot get house lah, Asya.
Cannot get house up.
Huh? So long already?
Yup.
Yeah.
Why you not ask me for contact? I know this guy. I'm so sure he can get you a house, eh.
Huh? Who?
His name is Erwin, or Property Win lah, on his Instagram.
Okay.
So easy to contact him, you know?
Okay.
I have his number at the back of my head.
What's his number?
What's his number?
88 77 50 50.
So easy, ah?
Yes.
88, 77, 50, 50.
So it's 88775050.
Yes, yeah. 88, 77, 50, 50.
Okay, okay.
88, 77, 50, 50.
88, 77, 50, 50.
So okay. You can just WhatsApp him and he'll reply to all of your property inquiries.
Yep.
Now, back to the podcast.
Ooh. And social media makes it sound so easy.
But it's still hard work.
Because to them is I can do it at home. Mm-hmm. I can make $50, $100 a day. Mm. You know, as compared to must go to work 9 to 6. Oh my god, then who want to take care of my kid? Mm. Then who want to take care, you know, and all that. So I feel like to a certain extent it's a bit just malas nak kerja. And after that, social media glorify starting your own company too much. That everyone's trying. And then there are a lot of people who haven't worked full time though. I guess this is leads to the next question of, do you feel like as a self-employed, you should work full-time first?
Okay, I think this one I can comment first. Because when I passed my RELISE exams 10 years ago, I actually went for the course and exam together with my friend.
Yeah. Mm.
So when we both passed, he was, from the start, already wanted, he knew that he wanted to be an agent possibly for life.
Okay. Mm.
For me, I wanted to try the corporate world first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we already decided from the start lah. Yeah. What's the question again?
Do you think that someone who should work first?
Yeah. Okay. So for me, I told myself I wanted to try the corporate world first because if let's say I graduated, I got a degree and I straight away become a property agent.
Yep.
I do sales and everything. Let's say things didn't go well.
Yep.
After maybe 2 years or 3 years of trying lah. Then after that, I want to find an office job. I want to do something related to my degree. By the time whatever I learn could no longer be relevant.
Yeah.
And also, let's say I apply for a job, they ask you, what's your experience in this field? Then I'm doing property agent, doing sales.
Yep.
And may not be related to what exactly they're looking for. Mm. So I will, in a way, miss out opportunities.
Yeah.
So for me, I went for corporate first because, number one, at the point of time, I think I was a bit younger. In the property world, if you're a bit too young, in my own opinion, maybe people don't look at you seriously.
Trust.
That's for me. I think it's not... It's not true. I don't think it's that true. Actually, I see a lot of young agents doing very well.
Okay.
But maybe it's just my own mindset, my own hurdle that I didn't go through. Then second is I wanted to build my network first. I want to meet more people in the corporate world, basically getting to know more people, then in the future, hopefully more prospects, number two. Number three, I guess I wanted to build up my financial capital. So when I work as an employee, I get stable income, I get to save, then that savings that I have, I can use it to so-called invest in my journey as a self-employed. Yeah, so that was the route I take. So whether you need to try before, I think it's not necessary because my friend now, he's a successful agent also.
Okay.
But so I think it's a bonus.
The 10 years, okay.
Correct. So for me, I think I just take the safer route. Yeah, and also I also think that the corporate world is something I really wanted to experience, like working in an office, traveling overseas for training, meeting clients from all over the world, and so forth, lah. Yeah, so yeah, I think I made that.
Is there like decision. A better or not better route?
I think it depends on yourself, lah. Your personality. Your
Do you regret not starting earlier?
No, bro. I really enjoyed what I did. My because example, like as a project manager, actually I was on the fast route.
Okay.
I was actually a scholar. That's
why
I was
born. Yeah, I remember,
Yeah, so basically in uni, after I got my license as a property agent, I went to uni. Then I was offered a scholarship, a BCA industry scholarship. Then I was bonded for 2 years. So I have to fulfill that bond, working at a consultancy company. Then COVID hit. So that was the third year. So the third year, right, business was, for my company, was slow in Singapore.
Okay.
To the point where the big boss actually made an announcement to say, okay guys, if you want to be a part-time, you want to convert from full-time to part-time, just let your directors know. Because the office in Singapore isn't doing very well, then we hope we got support, something like that. Yeah. So for me, I told my director, hey boss, I actually got this license, I want to practice, I want to market this and that. And he supported me. In fact, he said, you know what, go and do full-time. Do full-time project manager, do full-time real estate. So he really supported me.
Oh, so you're doing both at this?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
So I was doing both at the same time. So after the first year, I went back to my boss and told him, you know what, thank you for the support. I'm ready to jump fully. Yeah, so that's when I really had both feet down into the real estate world. Yeah, and I'm very thankful for everything that I learned. And even for him, in the corporate world, I was on the fast track because I was a scholar. Yeah. So funny thing is that the things I learned there is actually is the skills that I needed for my self-employed job.
Okay.
Because when you are so-called on the fast track there, he was training me to be a director.
Mm.
So as a director in my company, your job is to get clients. It's not about, not really about like delivering
projects. Not operational. Yeah, and correct. Stuff like that. Okay.
So there are times where I went to him, I said, okay boss, because in my field, there's something called BIM, BIM information modeling, which is basically modeling buildings and all that using software. So I told him, oh, I want to upgrade myself. These are the courses I want to take, this and that. Hey, look, Amin said, all this, we can outsource. You need to focus on how to get business for the company.
Mm.
So then I realized a little bit, actually, everything he taught me is not about, oh, how to estimate the cost, the timeline, the contractor, must like that. It's not really about that. It's about networking.
Mm.
So funny story. We have this client, government agency, that we meet with them every week on Thursday morning.
Mm.
And it's at 10 a.m. And it's actually near my place, near Jurong East area.
Yeah.
And he stays in the east. So every morning he would be there at the office at their building at 9 a.m.
Mm.
Then for me, it's near my house. So I go there about 9:30, 9:45. Yeah. But every morning, about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, he'll text me, Erwin, I'm at the canteen, just drinking coffee and reading newspaper. Yeah, just let me know when you're here. So I said, okay lah. So
you
I
tell him at 9:45.
Really. I just work a bit at home. Then I just meet him at 9:45. No issues. That was his expectation also.
Mm.
Then after like maybe 6 months, I want to see what he do. Like, come so early. because I know he sends his kids and everything.
Yeah.
So I went early. Then I told him, oh, I'm reaching soon, like about 9 o'clock. So I meet him. I sit down. He's literally reading newspaper with a coffee. Then he sit down. He look around. Then if he sees anyone that looks familiar or he thinks, you know, he walk up and shake hands. Okay. That is what he does from 9:30 to about 10 o'clock.
How often does it happen?
This is
a weekly meeting. Weekly.
So every week there is that meeting, right? But how often he meets people is very often, because as a director, you really need to know a lot of people.
Mm.
Like over there, you get to meet other contractors, other consultants, other agencies. So it happens maybe every 10-20
minutes. Sit down with him or you came in the car and watch him from your window?
No, so we are both at the canteen. I'm sitting with him.
Okay.
So we are either talking or he shakes hands with someone, talk a bit, and come back. Then I say, oh, I know that guy is from my uni. I told him, stand up, go there, shake hands. Like, oh, okay. Then I go there, just reconnection. Yeah, so actually he was teaching me a lot of soft skills and networking. So another short story, he sent me to Belgium for something called digital training. So there you get to learn different software, different advancements in technologies and all that for 1 week, about 1 week in Belgium. He sent me. So he sent me there. So before I left, I asked him, okay, so what do you need me to learn, take away from that trip?
Yeah.
He only sent me one sentence. You know what? Shake as many hands as possible. It's not about what you learn there. It's not about the technology, this software, this upcoming. Just reach out. Yeah, for me, he's not just a corporate mentor. Even as a life mentor, he also in a way guides and teaches me. So all these relationships that I built through my profession, it could not just be restricted to profession. Some of them, even for life things like marriage advice and things like that, we talk about it. Yeah, so I think that's why I don't regret going through the corporate world. And I think if I didn't go through, didn't choose this route, I likely never experience it. I'm super lucky.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Shake hands with people. Mm. It sounds like the easiest thing to do in ever, right?
Yeah.
I think that is my biggest fear in my life. I don't shake know hands. How to approach people.
Uh-huh.
I get very awkward when I see someone I know. I don't know what to do. Oh, I pretend like I don't see them.
Primary school friend, or secondary school friend,
poly friend, someone I've seen 1-2 times.
Right.
I pretend like I never see. They walking here, I look there. Because I shy. But I know that's what I need to do.
Right.
Did you have that problem or were you always okay with?
I'm always okay with.
Okay, but let's say you don't. Or let's what is your advice to someone like me?
Someone who's shy.
Very.
Very shy. I think you... Okay, for me, if... Let's say you're self-employed. I think we need to acknowledge that our job, one of the things my boss tell me is that our job as agents or whether you're a business owner is to make more friends every year.
Yeah.
Is to build your network.
Yeah.
And why you build a network? Because you in the future they may need the value that you provide.
Yeah.
Right? So the best network that you can that likely would most likely support you is networks that you already made last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so reconnection is basically one of the best ways lah,
yeah,
to basically grow your current network. Yeah, so my advice would be to acknowledge that this is part of your job. Yeah, mm. And for me, right, honestly, I'm a very people's person. Yeah, that's why I choose this line. So I enjoy meeting, I enjoy talking, I enjoy catching up. And that's really my intention. I don't go, hey bro, what's up? Hey, by the way, I'm property. I never do that. Mm. Yeah, in fact, it's the last thing I bring up. Yeah, so for me, it's about really about connection, really about catching up. And if they need my help, I'm here. And I don't even like, oh bro, must support me. I don't know that. Yeah. So I always feel like that. I think there's this saying, I think it's Arabic. It says that if it's meant for you and it's buried under a mountain, you still get it.
You still get it.
Yeah.
Now the thing is, I'm exactly like you. I love people and I love connection. I love talking.
Yeah.
But it's just that first step of, cannot. I cannot do it.
So there's that psychological barrier.
Usually what I do is I get wise or shrimp. Be like, and after I and then after I'll just speak. And then after I'll talk to them. Really.
After that, okay.
But I cannot do that.
The first step.
The first interaction.
I cannot.
I think it's the hardest.
You know, it's so bad.
To break
is it something to do with introversion, extroversion? No.
Apparently. But I thought everyone thinks I'm an extrovert. But I don't know.
Okay.
You know how bad it is? Yesterday, I went for like a event. I jalan-jalan sorang because I'm hungry. I saw ayam gunting that I really wanted.
Yep.
I couldn't get myself to go up to the cashier to purchase it. Because I malu to buy the ayam gunting from him. Then I was rabak gila weh ni. There's something wrong with me, sia. So how do I get over that?
Okay, so for me, right, I think I consider myself as an introvert last time. And how I actually train myself to be extrovert is I look for people who are more introverted than me. Then I force myself to start the conversation.
Yeah.
So when I do that, I feel like, I'm in power of the conversation.
Yeah.
Then slowly I test myself, like, try to talk to people who are more introverted. Then after that, when I think, really, okay, that guy is more extroverted. Like, he come in, like, he'll talk to everyone. Let me try to be the one starting the convo with him. Yeah, so it's like, you know, like weightlifting, there's a progressive overload. Over time, you carry more and more
weight. Progressive overload,
Yeah, so seriously, even for social,
yeah,
I do it. Yeah, like these things of, you know, trying to be more confident, trying to be more social. In fact, there's this small thing that I changed in my life that affect me a lot.
Which is,
if I'm in a public space or in a place where I likely get know people, like example, like last time in my office, or if I'm like outing with friends, or I don't know, like that groups where you're likely to meet someone.
Yeah.
Because I think I have a RBF, resting face.
Yeah.
I will just remind myself to be at the break of smiling.
At the break of smiling. Yeah,
because last time, when I'm at RBF, and you see someone, it's like, you react too late though. To like...
Yeah.
Change.
Yeah, to like change. So you understand what I mean, right? Like, sometimes you react too late. Like, then it doesn't come out naturally, or you just portray yourself very differently. Mm. But when in fact, you're actually okay.
Yeah, okay.
Mm. Yeah, so it's like... I'm trying to do the face.
Yeah.
So I'm just like neutral, like just slightly smiling. Then like, like, you know, like that easy transition.
Yeah.
So I think that helps a lot. Yeah, I don't know.
I might apply that to my real life. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, example in the lift. Example like, you know, like, okay, like, example like, so not easy.
Break smiling like this.
just half a half.
No, just like just neutral. Then like, why I there's this thing about dogs. Like why people like dogs, right? It's because when you meet, like let's say the dog is happy to meet you, right? You're also happy because you are trying to match its energy. So I try. Well, I try to be like a dog.
I try to apply
the same psychological concept. Yeah. Like, you know, so if you are excited and happy, the other person will likely
match the energy.
Yeah. Correct. Like, let's say your friend texts you with exclamation mark. You also like to use the same thing.
Yeah.
You try to match. Yeah. So in real life, social skills, that's part of it. Yeah. That's how I train myself. So another thing that I'm training myself today is being more camera ready. Yeah. So it's like everyone, hey guys, today I must be ready. Yeah, because there are times where I want to record myself quickly, like let's say things are moving quickly, there's a nice view, there's a property that only got 10 minutes to see.
Yeah.
I need to be ready to take a video and compose something in my head fast. And even being camera ready, I also train myself. Last time I hold a camera like, too low, I can see my double chin. Or last time I said, hey guys, I'm too monotonous, there's no energy. Then you need to have more punch and all that. So these are things that I do to be a better agent.
Very important, the things that you are saying now. Yeah. Seems like such small steps, right?
Yeah.
But it adds personality to you so much.
Yeah. And it's the fact that it's conscious, though. That means like you know that these are some weaknesses you have, but you are consciously trying to make a change. And obviously, it looks natural, like. If you never mention about the whole like having that half smile thing or that neutral look, like while you're walking around, right? Yeah. People actually don't really know that's what you're consciously doing, but it looks natural. And it looks like it helps the conversation. It helps the process of the first stage of hi.
And also,
Try this.
There's this thing I did. It's like how I think I went to the next level of being social is just adding one sentence. Hey, bro, how are you? Just add the how are you. Mm. Or like if I say, hey, cik, apa khabar? Like just apa khabar. Like people feel like, hey, you are concerned or like. It's a very genuine, I don't know, just very warm feeling though. Mm. Hey, how are you? Like, hey, when was the last time somebody asked? Eh? But actually, it's a random person or what. Yeah. So instead of, hey, bro.
And then a good, another thing about that is if someone says, how are you to you, ask with them back. So just come, say.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Yeah, I want to salam, do the salam.
Okay, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, really. Instead of just I'm good.
That was a solid salam. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah.
That was a solid salam.
No, it's a big thing, you know.
Yeah. But it's not very natural in the Singaporean context, lah. To ask natural. About how are you and stuff like that. Usually, like I've been caught off guard with that how are you question a couple of times. Like, how are you? How's ya?
This one I learned in my PM company, my project management company.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of angmos. Yeah. So they ask how. It's not they don't care about how you are.
Yeah.
It's just to say hi.
Okay.
Hey, good bro, how are you? Yeah. Then just walk past. They don't even wait for your answer.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
Good bro, how's the weekend? Yeah, good man. Take care. No, it's not. Hey, how are you? Oh, last weekend. You know, I did it. They don't care. Yeah. So that's something I learned. Mm. So
it's part of
social.
Okay.
We wanted to talk more lah, but it's at 40 minutes already. So I think we should talk a bit more about the giveaway. To be honest. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to do it?
Yeah. Wait. Let me take out the. So if you guys have reached all the way to the end, to know that there's a giveaway, you guys have must reach all the way to the end and you guys have waited for the instructions of how to win.
Yeah, there'll be an Instagram post about it also. You really should participate in the giveaway.
Let's just give it, start it off with a bang and tell us what's the first, second and third prize. Lah.
Okay. Let's go. What's the first prize?
What's the third prize?
It's a Mayor Steamboat!
A Mayor Steamboat.
Shrine.
Would you want to elaborate what can you do with that Mayor Steamboat?
So what can you do with this Mayor Steamboat? So
you can make friends.
You can make friends.
Yes.
How can you make friends is by inviting them to this first steamboat. Lah.
Yes.
So what is this thing? It's a electric cooker. It's an electric cooker. I had
used it before, right?
I used it before in some steamboats and my house that time renovation.
Mm.
The kitchen renovate.
Yeah.
So it was a kitchen renovation is extended period of time lah.
Yep.
So we use the Mayer steamboat to cook certain small stuff because it's plug in then you can use it.
It's like electric cooker.
Electric cooker basically.
And I think steamboats are so fun. It makes the dinner so interactive.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more fun than just sitting down and eating together.
And right now we're heading towards Chinese New Year, but we're heading towards Ramadan. It's a good time to have a Mayer steamboat, bro.
Perfect time. Mm-hmm. Shuraim.
I want first prize.
Your first prize. I want to give a win first prize.
Oh, okay lah. Okay.
Shrime.
Yes.
What is the second prize?
Second prize run up. We have the Xiaomi vacuum cleaner. So this is vouched for by both Sabrina and Hidayat. Yes, Hidayat is back. Hidayat who uses this personally in their own house. They sub names his her Xiaomi vacuum cleaner Groot.
Groot is dead.
Groot.
The Groot here is dead.
Yeah.
But I still have a Groot at home.
Yes, Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy. We don't know why she names it. Why do you name it Groot, by the way?
I don't know.
Yeah.
My whole family named it Groot.
So the Xiaomi vacuum cleaner is automated vacuum cleaner, the one that goes around, looks like a little robot around the house. It can measure and plan your whole floor plan and then after that do it on a time basis or that you can select on your app.
Yeah.
It can mop. It can vacuum.
It also acts as an alarm clock. Huh? Ask me how.
How?
You set it at 9 a.m, it bangs your door every single day. Mine is right beside the dog, so it's duk, duk, duk. Now, like, okay, wake up time. And try and test it. You can put a baby on it and it'll be entertained for a while. The baby.
Won't the baby fall off?
Hold him lah.
Okay.
Yeah, but he can pussy-pussying, entertained.
Okay, and it's perfect for anybody who are lazy to clean.
Yeah, and it mops as well.
Yep. Sub has said that she has never, no, she has not sweeped the house in.
I'd say a good 6 months.
Your house got
not
many carpet?
A lot, two big ones.
Then the thing still can go over the carpet.
Go over the carpet. But it doesn't go down the stairs. You know, my house got like this one step down,
yeah, because
right?
It's a sensor.
Yeah. It doesn't go down the stairs.
So technically, it can vacuum the carpet.
Yeah. And you know what is the best thing? It vacuums under your bed.
Wow.
Amazing.
So second prize is
unless
this
under your bed vacuum cleaner.
So the first prize, a win, please.
It is the Dyson vacuum.
Dyson vacuum!
Nice, Lois. So the Dyson vacuum. I don't own a Dyson vacuum.
I do not own a Dyson vacuum, but I own the fake one because I cannot afford the real one lah. And too bad I cannot participate in this competition to win the Dyson vacuum.
We cannot.
Lah.
Why?
Cannot lah.
But I want the vacuum.
No, we must give it to our followers and our listeners.
Can you ask the boss if we can?
So maybe Erwin.
Yeah.
So you've potentially or you have given it to many people, ma.
Yes.
So what is the sound of the reviews about it? What is your review? Do you have one?
Do you have a vacuum?
Yeah, actually, you have the Dyson. One of the Dyson vacuums. I mean, it's fantastic. It's cordless. It's not plugged in. It sucks well.
Nice.
Some of it has the laser, so you can actually see.
You've got things or not?
Yeah. Cat fur and all that. Yeah. Your the dust on the floor. So actually, you know where to go to.
Must put water.
Some of it, yes.
Oh, really?
Correct. The laser?
Yeah, there's a green laser, which actually allows you to see the dust on the floor.
Oh.
Yeah, so for some of you are maybe clean freaks, this could be pretty good for you.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
So this Dyson vacuum cleaner is honestly, doesn't need much introduction. It is one of the, or is the top vacuum cleaner that you can buy in the market right now. Lah.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to win a vacuum cleaner, this is how you would do it.
Yeah. So the steps to win all... to have a chance to win these three prizes is to follow PropertyWin and randomlyrelatable_SG on
That's
Instagram.
PropertyWin on Instagram and randomlyrelatable_SG on Instagram.
Number two is to go to the link in our bio and fill up the form. You must fill up the form, okay? If not, your entry is not counted.
Yep.
All right. And then number three is to tag two of your friends who probably might want to win the prizes as well. And the last one, for an extra entry into the giveaway, you can share our post on your story.
Woo!
Four simple steps. So the giveaway will last about almost a month. It ends March 1st, and the winners will be announced on March 2nd.
One day. All these prizes are quite good. Not going to lie.
Shuram is going to tag Wise and Sabrina. Wise is going to tag Shuram and Sabrina. Sabrina is going to tag Shuram and Wise. All of us follow Poppy Win.
Yeah.
Then Yat tag and tag all three of us.
A win tag Yat.
A win will tag Yat.
You win the dice.
Yeah, so this is a sort of towards the end of the campaign for Erwin. This is something that we wanted to give to our listeners and our followers.
He wanted to give it to our followers and listeners. So please do participate in the giveaway. There's nothing else like that.
There's nothing else like that.
All for the podcast. Do you have anything else you want to say, Erwin?
That's about it.
All right, great.
Thank you so much for listening.
To end the podcast, I think we just have to do it one time.
What you have to do?
Must just do it one time.
What you have to do?
If you're looking for any property... If you're looking for any property needs, you know who to contact lah. Erwin at PropertyWin 8877-5050 lah.
What's that?
Wise?
8877-5050.
Nice. Alright, we'll catch you guys in the next podcast.
Bye.
Yo. So if you come all the way to the end of this podcast, we just want to thank PropertyWin for sponsoring this podcast. It's great because all of us are moving to two stages of our life and stuff like that. And now this is probably a stage where a lot of us are getting married. A lot of parents are older and things like that. And
the next stage is to get property.
You want to buy your new house. Buy your first house. Maybe you want to right size down for your family house and whatever not. And that is why we feel it's very, very important. And it's a perfect collaboration with RSG and PropertyWin lah.
Yes, and so how do you always used to say it, always? Just so you know, or is it hello there?
Just in case you forgot.
This podcast is brought to you by PropertyWin.
And just in case
8877-5050.
8877-5050.
Yes, so all jokes aside, guys, just WhatsApp him and he'll answer all of your WhatsApp messages, all your queries about real estate. Don't be shy, just ask him, for example, simple questions or so. how to apply for BTO.
Simple questions: how to apply for BTO? How much is the down payment lah? What is the grants lah?
What do you mean by minimal cash lah?
What to look for when you're looking for a house lah?
I bet all of these questions. I think
do they really mean 6 minute walk to MRT when they put it on the listing ke?
Padahal 2 kilometers.
That's a solid 20 minute walk.
Depends how fast of a walker you are.
Depends on how fast you walk lah.
If my nenek.
It will take some time.
Yeah, so real estate now is like, I think when Wise and I were applying for BTOs, it was a very complicated process. We even had to contact someone to know more about this whole process.
And fun fact, Property Win was one of the guys I spoke to and gave me some very, very insightful tips.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if I benefited from the tips, you would too.
Yeah, and we've all met him personally as well.
Yes.
So we did make sure that we chose the right agent to sponsor us.
Yes.
So that you guys can benefit from him the most.
With that, thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Bye. Bye.